Hello. Welcome to the Artist Pivot Podcast. This is your host, Diana Major Bay, and today we're joined by the multi-talented Jillian Vitko. Jillian is a force to be reckoned with in the entertainment industry, balancing an impressive array of talents from acting to producing. We get candid about the often unpredictable path of an artist, where there's no guarantee of a finish line, and the only constant is change. We talk about the courage it takes to create your own work, the perseverance needed when knocking on doors, and the personal revelations that come from the journey itself. Jillian opens up about the hurdles she's faced and provides insightful advice for those brave enough to take things one step at a time toward believing in their voice. Get ready to be inspired as we explore the importance of creating your own opportunities, facing fears, and tending to your career goals just like pots on the stove. We aren't just talking about following a career, but creating an ecosystem where your artistry can thrive on your own terms. It's time to challenge the inner critic and celebrate the individuality of your artistic journey. Additionally, the podcast Patreon is live. With your membership, you will receive access to the videos of podcast episodes and periodic bonus episodes. You can join at patreon.com/theartistpivotpodcast. And I've also put a link in the show notes. I hope to see you over there. All right, let's dive into this episode with Jillian Vitko. Come take a listen and let your inner artist play. Creating your dreams step by step every day. If you're feeling lost and don't know what to do, always remember that you can pivot to the artist pivot. The artist pivot. Hello, and welcome to the Artist Pivot Podcast. I am your host, Ayanna Major Bay, a multi-hyphenated artist, and I am glad you are here. A couple housekeeping things before we get into the conversation. First, to keep up to date on all the things happening with the podcast, subscribe to the monthly newsletter at ayannabay.com/podcast. Second, to show your support for the show, you can get podcast merchandise at ayannabay.com/merch. And third, please make sure to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, and share this with at least one person. Enjoy the episode. We Audition is the video chat community where actors can audition, self-tape, rehearse, and get expert industry advice. Get instant self-tape readers through video chat, browse through the dedicated actor meditations, podcasts, and books, meet casting directors in the virtual green rooms, and also make money by becoming a reader for other actors. If you join We Audition and use code PIVOT, you will receive a 25% discount on your membership. Link in the show notes. All right, y'all. So today on the podcast, I have joining me is my friends, my fellow co-chair of Boost, and the Jill of all trades, Miss Jillian Vitko. Hello there. How you doing?
Hello. I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. I'm doing well. So my first two questions for you, as I like to start with, are one, how are your hydration levels doing today? Like, how you doing on your water intake? And two, if I were to text you and be like, Jill, how's your day going? How you doing? How you feeling? But you could only respond in emojis only. What would you text me?
Okay. So I don't have it next to me. It's across the room, but I do have my large water bottle. That is my emotional support water bottle, 64 ounce. So generally I'm always hydrated. I do have a glass of water here. So always have water. My day, I would say the emojis would be the dancing woman, the salsa woman, the heart eye, the face heart emoji, and a crystal ball, because you just don't know what's coming, you know? You never know.
You never know. You never know what's coming. That's a good text message. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that imaginary text. Yeah. Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. And, you know, I have that same water bottle that you have. I just haven't been using it recently. So, like, thank you for reminding me that I literally have that same water bottle that you have, and I need to get back to using it. I have, like,
Yeah.
I love it. 20 something ounce. I think this is like 25 ounces. So I need a couple of these a day.
Respectable.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. As long as you have something.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes. Fair. Mm-hmm. Yes. But y'all, I wanted to bring Jill on the podcast today because she, in my book, is the queen of multi-hyphenates and has been on this road for mostly like your entire career, correct? Like,
kind of, yeah.
Yeah. And so I want to talk about that because I know like my own perspective when I started, I just wanted to be an actor. Like, I just wanted to do one mm-hmm. thing. But you've always kind of been mm-hmm. like, no, I want to do multiple things. And so mm-hmm. I want to talk about that, like, your mindset and also, like, roadblocks that you've had in pivoting and in doing multiple things at the same time. Mm-hmm. So give mm-hmm. me a little brief summary of how you started and, like, what launched you into your career.
Well, okay, I did, like, when you said I've always wanted to do multiple things, it reminded me of when I was, like 7 or something, and I made these business cards that said, Jillian Vitko, actor/singer. Like, it was always, like, I'm going to do more than one thing. Mm-hmm. I guess I just knew that's what I was going to do, like, my whole life. I was like, yeah, I'm going to grow up and be an actor. It wasn't like, Mom, take me to this casting call. It was just, I want to be an actor/singer. Mm-hmm. Now there's many more slashes, but I went to school for theater, but I knew it wasn't like, oh, I just want to do theater. I also want to sing. I also want to do film. I want to try everything. Mm-hmm. And even like in school, I learned like the backstage stuff, like production side, and that was really helpful too, especially now because I do in front of camera, behind camera stuff. So I just didn't want to. I don't know. I just loved it all so much. I didn't want to limit myself.
Mm, yeah. Yeah. Ooh, that's a great way to put it. Like you not limiting yourself to one thing. And I think, and I don't necessarily think we do it out of like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, I don't know what I'm looking for right now. Like I have the thought, but I can't bring the words mm-hmm. to mind, but it's like, saying that, sure. Oh, I want to do one thing is not necessarily out of like, oh, I'm throwing away all everything else. But it's like, no, I want to focus on this right. one thing. But as we've seen, it kind of can be a little bit hard to focus on just one thing.
It can. Yeah. Yes. Especially, yeah, if that one thing is not going the way you planned and you don't know where else to go.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense. So with that, mm-hmm. would you say that you started your career as an actor and then transitioned into other things? Or like once you moved to New York, it was like, no, I think I'm going to go producing first, or I think I'm going to do this first, or like, you know, how did hyphenate kicked off the career?
Yes. Okay. So I actually, my 10-year New York anniversary is like this week.
Yay!
Exactly a decade ago.
Yeah.
I moved here. So yeah, when I moved here, it was because I was living in Pittsburgh. I was doing theater and film mm-hmm. and stuff, but I wanted more, you know, very Ariel, Little Mermaid. I want more.
Yeah.
So I moved here coming for the, you know, more opportunities. So yeah, I started as an actor, I would say. I mean, I was auditioning for anything I could. I did right away. Yeah, so I don't think right away it was really something I needed to do like the other stuff.
Here we are now on Zoom, y'all. Mm-hmm, we mm-hmm. have been having a time recording this podcast episode. Riverside is on my naughty list today. It crashed about 3 times when we're trying to record this mm-hmm. podcast episode. So we've had to pivot. We're now on Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But we're here and we're making it work. And so Jill, what I believe we were talking about before we got kicked off this last time was how you started to have, I guess, the epiphany you had of like, oh, I need to be doing, not doing, I want to be doing other things than just the actor or performer track, and how you went about that.
Yes. Yeah, I think, yeah, I mean, like I said, I moved here, I auditioned for a lot of stuff, but that doesn't mean you're booking everything you audition for. And I think it's just the like doer in me. Like, I don't want to sit around waiting for people to cast me. I want to be auditioning for stuff, but also doing stuff on my own. So I feel like right when I moved here, I was working on a musical that turned out to be my solo show, but I feel like it was always like, this is going to be something I'm also working on. Like, there's always going to be something I can do if I don't have an audition or if I don't get a part, I can go and be like, well, this is how I'm going to be productive elsewhere for my career.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Having that other thing that's not based on other people saying yes to you.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. So yeah. With that, with the creation of, you know, your own work, how did you kind of get out of like imposter syndrome or even the mm-hmm. dreaded, like, am I capable? Like, yes, like, yes, I want to make my own work.
Sure.
And then we, you know, we could be yeah. our own worst enemies and stop ourselves.
Totally. Yes. Well, I think, okay, so something that I can get in the trap of doing mm-hmm. Is seeing like where this is going to end up, like the end product, like before I write anything, before I do anything, like what is this going to become? What are people going to think of it? And it's like, I still have a blank page. So that's not useful. Yeah. So I had to get into being like, Jill, just write a page today. Just don't think about what's going to happen to it, where it's going to go. Is it good? It doesn't matter because you can't edit a blank page. You have to just write and then decide what you do with it later. So I kind of have to remind myself that even still, it's like, I'm just going to write this, get it done. And then when the next step comes, I will cross that bridge later. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. It's not about that right now. Ooh. It's hard, but that's what I had to do. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And I love that you can't edit a blank page. Like mm-hmm. that's volume. Like, you speaking volumes right now. Like, ooh, but also, I think we all do fall in that trap of like, well, what's the end goal? What is this going to look like? What
yeah.
is it going to, but we don't know. We don't know what things are going to turn into. We don't know,
no.
you know, what the snowball effect is going to be of this.
Right.
You have no idea.
Yeah. And if you're also like writing for that, you're not like, if it does do badly, it's going to feel so bad because you don't even like it. You're writing it for other people's reactions. So mm-hmm. if you just stay true to what you want it to be and you're proud of it, it doesn't really matter if other people like it. You know what I mean? Like, of course we want yeah. people to like our work, but write it for you. And that's the only person that really matters.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Writing it for you.
Yeah. Mm. Mm-hmm. Because then if, yeah, you hope it, again, you hope it does well, but it's like, if you are proud of it and you stand by it, you still have something to be proud of, regardless mm-hmm. of how it works out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Right. Yeah. That's true. You can say, I created this. I did this.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. be proud of yourself.
Yeah.
That you did it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. We got to be proud of ourselves. That's the yes. thing. You know, a lot of people do a lot of stuff and be like, oh, I need to do more, which could be true, but be proud of what you've done. It's helpful. You know, it really helps.
Right. Right. Yes. Yes. Okay. Okay. So my question to you would be about your solo show. So in the mm-hmm. creation of that, especially since, mm-hmm. you know, you didn't see the iterations years down the road, you kind of just
right.
started. Take me through, mm-hmm. I guess, you know, the process and the pivots of that solo show itself.
Yeah. Yeah. So I wanted to write a solo show because, as I mentioned, part of my thing that I wanted to do was be an actor/singer mm-hmm. because I've always written music and I have a lot of songs. I had a lot of songs when I moved here, but I didn't want to like be a touring musician. Like, I still wanted acting to be, like I said, I moved to New York to act. So I'm like, I have all these songs. What can I do with them? Let's write a musical and put them all together. And it took me a long time to figure out that the story that tied them all together was my real life, mm-hmm. which was a terrifying epiphany. Cause I'm like, I don't want to tell the real stories behind these songs. I don't want people to know, you know, mm-hmm. These deep personal moments, but that, you know, I always quote Mike Birbiglia. He says, the story you don't want to tell anyone, that is the story you should tell on stage. Mm-hmm. And he is correct, because once I realized that this was how I got them all, wove them all together, it was like, okay, so this is my story. It should be a solo show. Because it wasn't necessarily a solo show when I started. It was just going to be like a musical with, a small cast or whatever. And so I realized it's my story. I can tell it. I can do all the songs. It's going to be really personal and scary. But again, I'm not going to think about that right now. I'm just going to write it. And it was terrifying the first time I had to do it in front of other people. But, mm-hmm. you know, I might not have written it if I imagined that, you know, if I scared myself out of it. Mm-hmm. And so that's how it became the solo show that I did at Edinburgh and then New York, a couple of places. And now is a film. Well, mm-hmm. it's in pre-production. It's not a film yet, but it's a screenplay.
Yeah.
So yeah, I could never have guessed that when I'm sitting at a computer trying to write this.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. You didn't know the journey it was going to take when you sat down to start writing it.
Right. Yeah. You can't know until you just do it. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Rip the Band-Aid off, you know?
Yes.
Tell the story that you don't want to tell. Yeah.
Ooh, yes. Tell the story you don't want to tell. But also I think it's that of like being okay with the fact that you don't know where it's going. I think that's a problem mm-hmm. for a lot of us as artists, because I just want to know, well, where is it going? Well, what, okay.
Right.
Even if you are writing it for yourself, but where mm-hmm. is it going? And I think.
Right.
That's hard for us to like wrap our brains around. It doesn't matter.
Right. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I get, because I feel like I've talked to people who are like, well, even if I write this show, like, where do I do it? Like, cause that's a whole other thing. Like, where do I submit this? Who's going to accept this show? Will anyone accept this show? And there are a lot of hurdles that can so easily overwhelm you if you're thinking about them all before you've even written a line, because it'll work out. Like if you believe in it enough, like you're not going to stop. You're going to be tenacious because you believe in the story that you've written because you wrote it for you.
Yeah. Ooh.
But it's tough because you have no guarantees going into it that this thing you write will be anything.
Yeah.
No guarantees.
Right. I mean, and that doubles down on the fact of, like you said before, of writing it for yourself. And I want to write this because I want to write it. Because there's no, mm-hmm. Like you said, no guarantees of where it's going to go. But also that thinking of all the hurdles that are in your way before you mm-hmm. even start of where am I going to put it up? How am I going to get the funding? Da-da-da. Like all of that literally will stop you from doing your own work.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's, you just have to take it one step at a time because it is a complicated, long process. But yeah, you will not get anything done if you think about everything that could go wrong. Because mm-hmm. there's going to be stuff that goes wrong, but like no one would ever make a film like specific or theater. But like, I think of like when I've, you know, produced films and like even just the paperwork, it's like from day one, it's like, there's just so much, but you just take it step by step because otherwise, you know, and even like on a film set, it's like, oh yeah, we'll be done at 5. It's like 2 a.m. and you're like, all right, well, things have come up. Because that's like things come up. You just have to be like, I'm going to take it as it comes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a key, I think. Just mm-hmm. take it as it comes. Don't try to predict because you don't know. It's the crystal ball. You don't know.
It's the crystal ball. You don't know. You don't know.
No.
Y'all, we've been through that today.
The crystal ball is already spoken. It's like, we're going to keep you on your toes.
On your toes. All right. You're going to have to figure it out. You will figure it out, but you're going to have to figure it out today.
But yeah, I'm going to make it a little harder. Challenge.
What you gonna do? You gonna fold or you gonna keep going?
That's it.
That's it. Well, that's, yeah, that's really it. It's like, are you going to fold or keep going? But I think that's also part of pivoting. I think the keeping going is the pivoting, because we have to in this industry. I think, and I feel like we've had like this discussion offline before of like, this industry is one, unfortunately, of you can put in all of this work and you're not necessarily seeing the results. And that's that's disheartening sometimes, where you're like, I'm doing so much work.
Yeah.
I'm not getting the results I want.
Yeah. It's not an even scale. Like, right. There are people who are putting in all this work, not seeing results. There are people who get lucky and like are discovered at a mall. That doesn't happen as much. Or like on TikTok, whatever. And they haven't, you know, pounded the pavement, so to speak. So it's not, yeah, it's not really always about one thing. But that's why I think it's so important to do stuff for you.
Yeah.
Also, because you're not always going to have, you could be great at all these auditions, but because of the sheer fact that, especially now, everything's online. So anyone from around the world can be submitting, you have thousands of people submitting for one part. Mm-hmm. They could be so nitpicky. They have hundreds of people who are qualified. It's like, oh, but I want shorter hair, so let's go with this one. I want someone who's 5 feet tall instead of 5'2". Like it's usually not even about you.
Mm.
So that's why you have to really make things for yourself. I just think it's more enjoyable.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. That kind of leads me into my next question of like, does all of these hyphens that you have fulfill you? Like, yes, it's like, we can't really depend on necessarily being cast in other people's things to be our all in all and, you know, fulfilling us as creatives and humans. So yeah, that is my question. Like, do you find that all of these hyphens are like, yeah, this is what sustains me?
Yeah. I mean, I will also say, yes, I started because I just always, like I said, I always want to be doing, I always want to be creating, and I like working with myself. I don't have a problem making my own schedule, being independent. I love it, in fact. But I will say when I started making my own work, kind of putting things out there, it actually led me to get cast in more things because people would be like, oh, I've worked with you. I want to work with you again, right? Like people see what you're putting out there, even if you're not doing it for them, because you're doing it for yourself, but it just kind of works in both ways because people want to also be a part of your project. You're now casting for things, you're creating projects for other people. So yeah, I think that I love everything I do. That's also a promise I made to myself moving to New York. I mean, obviously we all have to have like side hustles, but you know, in Pittsburgh, I worked in like offices and I'm not an office person. I can't, it made me sad. So I never wanted to have a job that I didn't get some sort of fulfillment out of. And I, you know, I really am so grateful that, you know, 10 years into New York, I have all these things that I do that I really love and help me in different ways, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
And like you've created in essence, your own like ecosystem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I love that.
Can feed the other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because of course you can't start everything at once. Like I said, I moved here and it was like, I'm going to focus on this. But right, it all kind of overlaps in a way once you put in the work at different times and then you have things kind of going on their own and then you can focus on this. And, you know, it's like all the pots on the stove, but like you're tending to them as they need to be tended to make a meal at the end. Which is your career.
I love it. I love the analogy. I love it. I love it because I use that one too.
Yeah.
But yeah, tending to the pots on the stove and which one, okay, which one needs my attention, even though they're all going at the same time.
Yes.
Which one do I need to tend to? And also having the flexibility to be able to, I don't want to say not attend to a pot, but like kind of glance over and be like, that's okay. Okay, great. That's okay.
Yeah.
Like
check in on it. Right. But you can't be watching all of them at the same time. You can't you can't turn on the burner all at the same time. Mm-hmm. Like you have to give it what it needs when it needs it and like stagger it a little bit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's important.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Cause I think that gets us too. where it's like, okay, I want to be doing all of these things. And then you try to do it all at the same time. And then none of it works. And then you give up on all of it.
That's a thing. Yeah. You overwhelm yourself. Then you just give up because you're like, it's too hard. And like, it is hard. But I think like we were saying before, it's like, are you just going to keep going? That's the whole thing is like, things are not always going to work out. You are going to fail. You're going to mess up. That's a given. That needs to be a given. More, mm-hmm. you can't be, even if you are afraid of failure, like just deal with it and move on because what you want is on the other side of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know,
most definitely. Most definitely.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, you may not have the answer. This is more of like a put it out to everybody. What makes mm-hmm. us like afraid of failure? Like why? Yeah. Like what? Like, is that something we're hardwired with? Is that something we learn? Is that like given to us by other people? Like why are we're human beings. Like we're right. allowed to mess up. But why right. are we afraid of that?
Right. Yeah, it's interesting. I was actually just talking to my friend about this very thing because we both, you know, we're afraid of stuff, but we yeah. are so much more like, I would rather try it and maybe it not work out than let fear stop me. Like, that's just mm-hmm. such a big thing. And we, you know, we connect on that. I work with her a lot in, like, I produce a show with her and we are both just very like, let's do it. Mm-hmm. But we were talking about, you know, people who are afraid to even ask or to fail or to mm-hmm. just try and not be sure it's going to work out. And I don't know. I mean, I'm glad that I don't understand that, I guess, but it's like I think you just have to, because of course I'm afraid of stuff. But you just have to feel the fear and do it anyway. I think that's yeah. a big thing. It's like, I think people are like, well, I'm afraid, so I'm not going to do it. And it's like, you can be afraid. That's like, fear is also a normal human emotion.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just like knowing that you can face your fear is in itself success. So mm-hmm. even if it doesn't go well, like you did something you're afraid of.
Ooh,
doesn't
yeah.
really answer the question, but.
Right. But no, I get it. I get it. Like you, like even if it doesn't, whatever it is, doesn't go anywhere. You did, you faced mm-hmm. the fear, you put it out into the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I get that. But yeah, no, the question, I feel like we'd have to like do some research on that, but it's like, yes, it is a human emotion, but also I think it's an emotion that we let stop us, which is that's the mm-hmm. crux of the situation of like, nobody's saying not to feel it. You're a human being. You're going to feel it. And I also get it in times when you actually should be afraid, like for your life, like that.
Yeah. Don't like go fight a bear. Like, right. yeah, like,
we're not talking about that. We're talking about like the fear of sitting down at the computer and starting to write your like play or like,
and the fear of like some, right. Something you want to do, not like, right. I'm not saying like the show Jackass where they like do stupid things just because people won't do, like, there's a reason people don't do those
do
things.
Those, right.
So I'm not saying do stuff just because it's not safe, but if you're afraid of something you want to do, mm-hmm. think about why you're afraid of it. Sure. But just do it anyway. See yeah. what happens. I think it's that it's like, you don't know what's going to happen. And mm-hmm. anxiety makes us think we know.
Yeah.
But we don't know.
Ooh, Jill, come on. But we don't know. We yeah. do not know.
Right. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. I think, yeah, it's interesting too, even because I'm thinking about like, where does this come from? And so one of the things I do is tutor, and I'll tutor kids in various subjects, but sometimes it's like school subjects, like math, writing, whatever. And I have to say so often, like, they'll make a mistake and they'll be like, oh, I'm sorry. And I'm like, that's why they make erasers. Like, this, people make mistakes, you know? Yeah. But I do think part of it is like, you know, we're expected to always like know the answer, be perfect. Or like, if we get the answer wrong, we get points off. It's not, we don't get credit for trying in school. Mm-hmm. And I understand we want kids to learn what the right answer is, but I really try to instill like, you can't learn without making a mistake. That's why we're practicing. That's why we're learning. Like, and that applies especially to artists because mm-hmm. yeah, you don't go to school, take the bar, become a lawyer. Like, that, there's not one path. So like, you have to try and fail at different stuff because you're not really going to learn and know what suits you if you don't, because mm-hmm. there's not one path.
Precisely.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you have to kind of figure out your own path and your own, even your own starting point. Like, even if we take the reference of going to law school, passing the bar, and then, you know, you're a lawyer, they then have different paths, but they all started at the same spot.
Right.
Artists don't necessarily start at the same spot. You can go to school, you don't go to school, you started in acting, you started in rapping, you started in writing, you started in producing, whatever. Like, there's not a centralized starting point to then take a different path. Okay, great. We're taking a different path from the beginning.
Yeah, there's no starting line. It's like people come from different child actors who start when they're 50. Like, I went to school for this. I just decided to do it because I love it. Yeah, there's not one way to do it. And that's great. But it's also like, it's sort of like, well, then where do I go from here? And the answer is anywhere you want, really. But it's overwhelming.
It's that. It's anywhere you want, but that is overwhelming as well. Because I think our brains are hardwired to be like, but I want the answers. And it's like, the thing is, you can create the answers. And you're like, but I don't want to.
That's the thing. It's like, there isn't the answer. There's an answer. There are different answers.
Yeah.
But there's not one answer. And it very much depends on what you want.
Yeah.
Because being a performer or being an artist can mean so many different things. Mm-hmm. And some people who are like, this is my, you know, I love acting on film. Some people are like, okay, well, I want to act only in theater. It's like, it just depends on you too. Like, and what your preference is.
Yeah.
And what you want to be doing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Because it's not one size fits all, but I think and let me also speak for myself, like coming into that realization of like, you're more than capable of creating your own work and creating your own destiny. And like, yes, you can still audition for other people's things. You know me, I love a musical and a 5, 6, seven, I'm here for it. Let's do it. I'm behind the microphone and I can't do the choreography to that, but I love it. But that doesn't mean that I am not capable of creating my own work. That doesn't mean I'm not fit to find the finances and the backing of my own work. Like, it's hard. No one is saying that. Like, it is hard.
It's hard.
Even
producing
this podcast, I'm like, there's work in this, but I enjoy it. I enjoy it.
Right.
And like, I also am like, let's talk to these other artists. Let's highlight. What y'all doing? Because we're not alone. We're all trying to figure it out. And I think, like, knowing that everybody else is trying to figure it out at the same time gives you some peace and some solace. Because like you said before, I think we're unfortunately taught that like we need to know the answer or we need to get the correct answer. And like once you're out of school and like in the real world, once you're adulting, everybody is trying to figure it out. Like, don't be fooled. Like, we're trying to figure it out every day too.
Right. Yeah. I think, that's why this podcast is great too, because comparison, you know, as we know, is the thief of joy. Mm-hmm. But you know, we're thinking like, oh, this person booked this role. They have it so easy. Like, you don't see the auditions they didn't book. You don't see all the hours they put in, the classes, whatever. And so, it's nice to hear other artists be like, this is my journey. And no one's saying, oh my God, this is so easy. Like, no one's saying that. So it's nice to be reminded that we're all just trying to figure it out for ourselves, because everyone's career takes a different path. It's not like step A, B, C. That's not it.
Not it. And it's never been it. And don't let nobody tell you that it's it, because
there's no one. And like, that's, again, that's overwhelming, but it's also so freeing, because you could make up your own path. And that's so fun. Like, what do you want to be doing?
Yeah.
You know?
Right. What do you want to be doing? Oh, Jill. Okay. I have one last question for you. So what would be like your word of advice and like your nugget of wisdom for other artists who are, you know, trying to pivot, trying to figure it out, but also know, okay, like, I'm here. And so what's my, what's my next step?
Yeah. I think My advice, that's hard. But my advice, I think, would be take it one step at a time. I think that's important. But also, you are deserving of creating your own. Your voice is deserving of being heard. You deserve to create your own work. You might think like, what, who, why, what, all the questions, just quiet them, notice them, quiet them down, make the work, because your voice deserves to be heard. Mm-hmm. And your story needs to be heard. Whether you're writing, whether you're, you know, whatever you're doing, you deserve to take that space. And don't doubt yourself.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. That's hard. Easier said than done. But just yes. Be like, hear the voices, shh, quiet them down. Just keep going. Because right. They'll try to stop you.
They will.
But don't let them.
No. Ooh, y'all. Ooh, y'all. Don't let them.
Don't let them.
Don't let them. Y'all, Jill said it here. Don't let them. Because you'll hear them. You'd be like, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, just, all right, just let me do this thing. Okay. Like, I'll get back to you. Leave a message after the beep. I'll get back to you.
That's it, y'all. That's it. Tell your voice. Tell them to leave a message. I'll get back to you when I'm done.
I'm not in right now.
I'm not in the office. Please leave a message with my assistant.
I'm busy creating. Yeah. Right. We'll get back to you in 5 to 7 business days.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's it. We'll get back to you in 5 to 7 business days. Thank you so much, Thoughts. I appreciate it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.
Don't call us. We'll call you.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. That's it. Yes. I love it. Mm-hmm. I love it. I'm going to like literally use that now, Joe, when I start overthinking. Wait a minute.
Yes.
I'll get back to you in 5 to 7 business days. Thank you so much.
Sorry. I'm going to send you to voicemail. Just
thank you. Right. Don't. Thank you. Thank yeah. you, Thoughts. I'm going to send
yeah.
you right to voicemail.
They're not welcome. Because... Yeah.
They're really
what are you
not.
Doing here?
They're
yeah.
really not.
They like, didn't ask.
Are you here?
Didn't ask for this. Right. Right. Because like you said, we are our own worst critic, and you just have to just quiet that voice down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We don't need you.
We don't. Right. I've acknowledged you. Please go sit in mm-hmm. the corner. You are in time yeah. out.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Like, what do you, you know, we talk to ourselves. Think of it like you're talking to your friend. You know, you wouldn't be like, you suck, to your friend. And yet our inner critic's like, oh my God, this is terrible. Everything you do is terrible, you know? So just, you know, just don't let your inner voice bully you.
Mm-mm. It's that right there. It's that is the culmination of this conversation. Like, don't let your inner voice bully you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't
mm-hmm.
let that might be the title of this episode.
My God, I love it.
Don't let your inner voice bully you, because that is it, Jill. That's mm-hmm. it. That's
yeah.
it. Oh. Yeah.
Tough but real.
Right.
Tough love, you know?
Tough
real
love.
Talk.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, I love that. I love yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm. All right. Jill, thanks so
oh my
much
God.
For sharing.
We of did course.
It. Y'all,
we made
it.
It.
Zoom did not crash on us.
Zoom was there for us. We
Zoom
pivoted to Zoom.
Today. We did.
It came through.
We pivoted and Zoom came through for us on today.
I mean, I'm used to being on Zoom with you, you know? I'm like, is this a Boost meeting? Like,
right. Are we on the clock now? No, we're not. Okay, good. Okay.
Right. No, we're not.
I don't know.
We won't bill for this.
We won't bill you for this. Don't worry. But before I let you go, two things. Where can everybody mm-hmm. find you out here on the interwebs?
Jillian Vitko is all social media, Instagram. You can find me on Facebook there. And JillianVitko.com is my website.
Perfect.
Oh, and I'm on TikTok, but you know, I'm not there a lot, but I'm there. You can follow me.
You're present. You're present. But I will, I'll put that in the show notes so that everybody can mm-hmm. has it and you can easily click on it. Mm-hmm. And then I must say to you that mm-hmm. I acknowledge you, I celebrate you, and I uplift you.
Ditto.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I mean, I've wanted to come on this podcast for a while. I'm so excited I'm here. Because we always talk about this stuff, and I love talking about it with you because you get it. You get it. And like you are confident in yourself, you're confident in other people, and it's just so great to talk to someone who celebrates others and should be celebrated themselves, and that is you. Yes.
Oh, thanks, Jill. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Of course.
Woo-hoo, woo, woo, woo. We did it. Thanks for joining.
We did it. Of course. Thank you for having me.
This podcast is produced by Ayana Major Bay. Editor is Kieran Niemann. Theme song lyrics written by Ayana Major Bay and Melissa Victor, with performance by Ayana Major Bay. Please make sure to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Part of the Boundless Audio Podcast Network.